Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? Is it something you can do, something you have control over, something that you can get a hold of and even be objective about, and even objectively track your progress? And we've gone through a list of some of the things that we can develop an objective approach to and see how we're doing, because it doesn't do any good to be putting off till, you know, the sweet by and by to find out that how we're doing. We need to know how we're doing now. So the last couple things we were talking about was accepting that God loves you as a unique individual and wants what is best for you. That can be a real challenge because we have not experienced unconditional love ever from any person, including our parents, our spouses, our parent, you know, our kids, any other being. So far, nobody except for Christ has been able to share unconditional love. So trying to be objective about something that we haven't experienced is a challenge, but we want to take on that challenge. We want to be asking God about it, and that challenge within us is what often reveals the strongholds that are within us. Our temperament strongholds, our wounds that haven't been healed yet, and our belief systems that keep us from being able to accept unconditional love. And the idea that He loves us as unique individuals, a lot of times this bogs us down regarding the soul and the spirit and the conscience and our unconscious and all the different aspects of who we are as human being and spirit, soul, and body. And I think if we just let God be God and let Him reveal Himself to us and also reveal us to us. Most of us don't really know what we're like. There are things in our lives that we've been dealing with for so long, wounds and temperament issues and just practical matters, that if all those issues were resolved or neutralized, what would we be like? And God wants us to know that. God wants us to know what He created us to be by experience. And to get there, we have to learn how to cooperate with Him. And part of that whole concept is knowing that He loves us and wants what is best for us. Not us as a human race or us as the Christian church, but you as an individual. God wants what is best for you, and only God knows what that is. We wrestle with challenges in our lives. We've talked so often about there's the three areas of challenge: the finances, the health, and relationships. That's where pretty much all our struggles boil down and fit into one of those buckets. And we always think, okay, if I can just deal with this particular crisis or struggle, then I'll be on easy street. Then it'll be okay. And then I can focus on God, and then I can see what He has for me to do, when we need to turn things around. That the fact, if one of those things is going on in your life, it's an indication that He wants to talk to you about maybe something else. But this is how He gets our attention. So think about it now. In fact, let's go ahead and ask the Lord right now. I want you to acknowledge an area in your life that you're struggling with. And maybe you've been putting off doing other things because this is a thing in your life. Whether it's finances, relationship, or health. Just, Lord, whatever that is for each person. Lord, we just ask that You draw their attention, and while You have their attention, speak into their life what You want them to know. And if you need to do this over and over again until you get an answer, because the idea is that He's trying to get your attention, how do you respond to that? You give it. You give Him your attention. You don't try to get it over with and then give Him some time. When you're struggling with one of those areas, now He may very well say, no, this is all just part of the circumstances I have for you right now. You're on the right track. We're in touch about everything. But then you test it. Lord, is that You? And you deal with, you know, yes, it's me. Thank You, Lord. I'm going to go continue down this path until You direct me otherwise. Or if it's not Him, Lord, is this an enemy I need to take on? And deal with it that way. Identify the enemy and deal with it accordingly. So it's, again, we want to be practical. But recognize that what is going on in your life means something. God values you as you are. You don't have to measure up or change or do something for Him to value you as an individual. Then we were also talking about the simplicity of following God, of knowing Him, of being one with Him. It's very often simply responding, saying, okay, God, I got the message. I'm going to do it. I hear from You that You want my attention in this area or this area. And again, just because, for instance, if you have an issue going on in your finances, that doesn't necessarily mean that He wants to talk to you about finances. Remember, he stands at the door and knocks. He's not drawing our attention to the door or the knocking. He's drawing our attention that He wants to come in and commune with us. So we open the door and we let Him in. We don't stand around going, oh, look, oh, Jesus, You are knocking at the door. Isn't this a nice door? We don't focus on that unless He wants to. But don't get distracted by it. Because it's very much, okay, we're going to deal with that. You know, whatever that situation is, once it's served His purpose, He can deal with any of those issues, those circumstances, in the blink of an eye. But we want to respond when he asks for our attention. And that's the simplicity of it. When we understand his goal is to bring us into alignment, spirit, soul, and body, we can simply cooperate with that. It's not about changing the world or getting jewels for our crown or even understanding what he's doing. It's simply responding. Then we were also talking about developing our supernatural senses. This will happen automatically. The more time you spend with him, the finer your senses will be tuned. Now, recognizing that your senses are working and operating as a spirit being takes time and experience. Think of the disciples walking around with Jesus. He operated in that power and authority on a regular basis. And the disciples started to, too. Remember, they were thrown out of that town, that village. And one of the disciples said, "Master, do you want us to call down fire from heaven and destroy the village?" Now, Jesus said, "No, you don't know what you're talking about." But they were ready to do that. They didn't say, "Lord, you do that. You call fire from heaven down and destroy that city." He said, "Do you want us to?" They knew they could, and they were ready to do it. So he was teaching them by example and by bringing them to Father. That's what Jesus is doing with us now. He's bringing us to Father. He's bringing us into oneness in within ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, so we can be 100% with God. Didn't Jesus say, "Speak unto the mountain, be thou removed, and it will be removed"? He didn't say, "Pray to me to move the mountain." He said, "No, you do it." There's a lot of reasons we've created why we can't go there anymore. "Oh, that's not for this time. There's no miracles. We don't have the same authority. It's all in the book now." Or, "That was for the apostolic time. Now we're in a different time." And yet, he's doing it. Jesus is doing it. All other parts of the world, except here where we got our mind so caught up in doing it the right way or the politically correct way or reasoning things out or having things under control and orderly. But the more we depend on the Lord for life, for guidance, and for meeting all of our needs, the more he tunes all of our senses to his wavelength. That's where he starts to change our perception of our time here on this earth. We could call this a way station. We talked in other places about God takes us very often from point A to B by telling us about Z, point Z. But when we get to point B, he takes us, instead of going to point C, he takes us to F. So we don't get so locked into, okay, we need to get to Z, and we're going to go A, B, C, D. No, we let him lay out the path and start walking the path. And he guides us as we lift our foot up. As we bring it down, he guides where that foot comes down. As we are in him. Doing it on your own, if you consider it your responsibility to know what God's will is for you each and every day, you're going to be burdened. You're going to be rejecting yourself. You're going to be strengthening the power of your soul right at the time God is trying to free your soul to be rejoined with your spirit. You're actually fighting God if you think it's your job to know what you're supposed to be doing each day. It's your job to let God tell you if you need to know. And if not, just trust that each day is accomplishing what he wants. This brings us into a new reality, new kind of reality, and as well as a new perception of time. So many of us think that, okay, there's a call on our life, usually, of course, when we're young, and we think, okay, I've got to set out to accomplish this. And oh so often, life happens. And we usually think, okay, we didn't get to do what God wanted us to do, and it's probably because either we made a mistake or somebody else did. And yet God knew all along that what was going to happen in your life was going to happen. And he doesn't hold it against us. In fact, it's part of his plan. We think about any moment for God to use you in some way is the same for him, whether others see it or not. Whether it's simply for his good pleasure, being with him is satisfaction enough for him. If that's all he has for you, that's 100%. It's not the doing. It's not the doing for, it's the being with. And yet, we recognize that part of our being here on this earth is to learn how to exert the authority that we have in our spirit being. Now, authority and responsibility go hand in hand. Solically, you have authority, in other words, at your job, for instance. If you have a certain task list or personnel obligation, those are your responsibilities. And hopefully, within your business structure, you have the authority to deal with those things. Well, that's a solical balance. In the supernatural, we are still learning how to live, how to use our senses to exert not only a solical or supernatural authority and responsibility, but a spirit responsibility and authority. The same authority and responsibility that Jesus received from his Father, we also receive that from our Father. This is how we can say that we are all equally spirit beings. But because we are at different places in our soul being joined to our spirit, God does not give us an equal amount of authority. It's like he doesn't put a sword in a young child's hands. Somebody's going to get hurt. So, do you have the authority? Absolutely. But he's not going to give you the opportunity to use it until you're ready for it. Because with that authority comes responsibility. And if we can't handle one, we can't handle the other. So while we are here, we are learning to use to learn to use and operate both with the authority and the responsibility in a totally different reality. In other words, not seeing things as our soul sees them, but from a spirit perspective. What if everything that was going on in your life that you wanted to change was God's gift to you? Was exactly what you needed in order for you to receive healing, for you to learn how to exercise that authority. But that responsibility, when we, and this often happens, especially when there are supposed new moves of God. Who gets to be in on the ground floor of the new moves of God? The youth. And this is true in not just religious circles, but in political, cultural, many different kinds of movements target the youth. And there's a reason. Because the youth don't have enough life experience to have developed good judgment. And in some cases, they're told, don't develop judgment at all. It's amazing. Christians are told, well, you don't judge. It's like, that's baloney. Of course you judge. You develop good discernment. That discernment and judgment is the same thing. A good evaluation, not based on your own interpretation or standards, but, again, going back to knowing God. He'll give you a totally different perspective on a situation, a person, and from that perspective, you will be able to evaluate the situation totally different. One day you're angry as anything at a coworker, the next, all of a sudden you're filled with compassion, and you don't even know why. This is from being with Him, and He develops our senses. And He develops our ability to hear Him and to test what we hear and then to act on it. But we accept that what we think we're here for is probably not what we're here for. Follow the path He's laid out for you. You don't need to know what the next step is. Just be moving in the direction He's put in front of you. Now, again, there's times when He wants you to be very objective about, okay, this is something I want you to learn. Then start learning it. Always double checking with Him. Lord, I'm acting on what You said. Are we good? Yes, we're good. Keep going. Not that hard. It's that simplicity and spending time with Him. Next, we were talking about developing and recognizing how to act according to our authority and according to our responsibility as God gives us. We develop our warfare skills. Now, warfare has always been a central theme for Christianity. And sometimes it's literal. Sometimes our very lives are being threatened, as we're seeing around the world right now today. And other times it's dealing with the battlefields on a very personal level. So each one of us, again, is going to have a unique and distinct opportunity and situation, which is the way God wants it, in order to recognize and prepare and engage in the battle at hand. Now remember, you have three enemies right now. The world system, your own soulical fortress, and the devil and his buddies. Failing to engage in learning how to do battle surrenders that battlefront and makes you vulnerable in that area. In other words, if you're not willing to deal with getting a wound healed, you will stay wounded in that area. And it will fester. And it will become a sore spot in your life that God will have to deal with at a later date. If you don't, if God sets a time for you to learn how to deal with the devil in an area in your life, and you say, oh, well, I don't believe in that stuff, guess what? That problem's not going to go away. And that need, the requirement God has for you to learn how to deal with the devil, doesn't go away, whether it's in this life or the next, whatever's next. You're going to have to learn how to deal with him. He's conquered. That's not the problem. It's you learning how to use your own weapons, your own authority, your own responsibility to overcome your own enemies. Again, this is a way station, this time here on this earth. If we talked about everything from an A, B, C, D, E, maybe this is G, we're born here, it's way station G, and when we die, it's point H, and we enter into something else between points H and I. We don't know. We don't know if time exists. We know it doesn't exist the same way, even throughout our physical galaxy. The faster you go, reaching towards the speed of light, the slower time moves. So we know it's not a constant. We have no idea what awaits us in God's creativity, his desires, his being, and our being with him. And we don't want to be vulnerable in an area when he's ready to give us that armor for that situation. Not that we rely on the strength of the armor, but we rise to the challenge. We accept the authority and the responsibility, and we act on it. And in a sense, it's for our own good. It's enlightened self-interest. If this has been set aside as the time for you to learn something, this is the best time for you to learn something, or overcome something, or exercise your authority. Now, when we say warfare, warfare is waged through depending on the Lord. And again, this warfare is part of teaching us on all levels how to depend on him and not on our own strength or understanding. This is where looking at practical Christianity in the simplest terms possible will result in both rest from our own efforts, and successful warfare. But this is something you have to experience for yourself. I can tell you all about it, and how when you're doing battle from being with him, you are doing battle, and yet you are at perfect rest. That doesn't mean you're at emotionally perfect rest or physically or in many other ways. You could be all stressed out and depressed and still have a perfect victory underway. But let the Lord tell you that. Don't be drawing your own conclusions. And so ask the Lord, spend some time with him. Lord, how am I doing? Am I heading in the right direction? Is there anything you need to talk to me about? Then test it and then act on it. So we will pick it up here, same time next week. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great night.